where were you when Pearl Harbor was bombed? And what do you remember about that day?
I was in North Carolina working in the United Mills that they made ladies' slips and bras. Mm-hmm. And I worked there until I was following my husband in... it was after the Korean War.
Right. So
before then.
So you were you at work when it was bombed, or did you get home and it was on the radio? Or
yeah, I was working.
And so how did you find out?
Through their radio.
Okay.
And of course they, you know, blasted it around there on the loudspeakers and everything. So even in the small town, we knew. Of course we didn't have television when I were back then.
So how did you feel personally? Could you believe it?
And no, I couldn't. I was very upset, of course.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was crying, and you know, we were afraid they were going to bomb us over here. But thank God they didn't.
Right. I had a friend who was a small child at the time, and she lived in California, and so they immediately went into blackout mode right after Pearl Harbor, and rationing and all that.
Oh yes, we had rationing. You couldn't buy hose, a lot of things you couldn't buy. Well, a lot of foods you couldn't buy either. And fortunately, if you lived out in the country, you had gardens, you know, in the summertime.
Mm.
You grew your own food.
Did you find that the people in your town came together to work together during World War II?
I think so, in a way. Of course, you know, we were in a small town. We didn't get all of the news that people in larger towns got.
Did a lot of people go off to serve? Were there a lot of soldiers in?
Oh yeah, some ladies too. Yes, they went off to serve, and of course I wasn't in that group, of course. But
you were working during World War II, and you weren't very old, so was that unusual, or did a lot of...
Yeah, I kind of fibbed about my age a little bit.
Well, good for you.
But I passed the test anyway, so...
Interesting.
That was great.
So after World War II, then you met your husband, and then you got married. So did you meet him? You were working when you met him. Where did you meet him?
Well, actually, it was a threesome date.
Ah.
This girl's mother was a music teacher there in this small town, and I went to school with her daughter, and her mother caught me on the street one day and said, "Hazel Virginia's daughter, mother, wait a minute, Hazel Virginia was her daughter."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Would you double date, because there's three boys coming and they didn't allow her to go out."
Mm-hmm.
And so my husband had the car.
Ah.
So the other two didn't have a car. And he dated the Methodist minister's daughter. And I dated one of their friends who was tall, and all he talked about was ball. I wasn't at all interested in ball. And fortunately, he didn't like his date and I didn't like mine. So he asked me for a date and I agreed, and that was it. He never dated anybody else, and neither did I.
And you were married 64 years.
Right.
Wow. So you got married, and so he was in the military. At the time, he was in the reserves, yeah?
Right. He joined the reserves after we got married.
Okay.
Every Monday, he went to the meetings. And when he finished, he said, "Well, I probably won't go in, but I tried anyway, he said. And I said, okay, we'll just go from there. And then they did call him when the Korean War came along.
And so that's what I wanted to ask you. So you were, where were you living when the Korean War started, or when they called him up?
Oh, we were living in North Carolina.
Okay, in North Carolina.
A little town called Mount Gilead.
Mount Gilead?
He was from Troy, which was 12 miles apart.
Okay, near Troy. Okay, so what was your, when your husband went off to war, you said you went to stay with his parents?
Mm-hmm.
So what was your daily routine? What did you do? Did you have children at that point?
Oh, no, I went back to work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went to work.
And so were his parents very supportive or?
Mm-hmm. Very. His mother had a huge map, and she would track him down every day when he would write letters, you know, and say where he was. And she tracked him down, and she would show me where all these places were.
Well, that's interesting. With those little ball pens or with a pen, or how did she do with the marking?
Yeah, she just traced it with a regular pencil.
Wow. So you were working and you were living with your in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
Were you friends with other military families or military?
Oh, no, there was no military around where I was.
Oh.
It was at Fort Bragg where the military bases were.
So you didn't have a whole lot of contact with
them? No, no.
Did you feel that you were missing out or you were isolated? Did you wish you were at the base so you had more information, or were you happy?
Well, I didn't know anything about the military at that point.
Okay.
That was when we first got married. I knew nothing about the military. But he had talked about it and places that where he flew and all that.
So was he able to write a lot of letters back, quite a few?
Or? Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
He wrote, yeah. Of course, we had no tape recorders or anything like that then, and we couldn't talk to each other on the phone.
Mm.
And so you just waited every day for that letter to come.
Did he write mostly every day?
Well, when he could,
when
yes.
He could. How long did it take a letter, do you know? Like, when he would send a letter, how long would it take?
Oh, well, you never knew. Back in those days, you never knew how long it would take. Maybe 4 or 5 days, 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
But you waited for that letter.
So when you got a letter, did you tear it open right away? Or?
Well, certainly.
Well, I was just wondering if you waited until later or if you were immediate.
Right away.
Right away. Now, my dad says, and he's you know, grew up in during World War II, he said that the letters that they used to get from people were censored. Did they censor in the Korean War, too? Or did you have those V-mail letters?
Yeah, they did, but didn't bother us too bad.
Yeah. So, being a brand new wife, newlywed, being a brand new Air Force wife, how did you feel about your husband going into war?
Well, I certainly didn't like it, but I knew that was what he wanted to do, so I had to live with it, you know. But he did very well. I mean, he went in the Korean War and then the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
We were here in the States when he did that.